Hey there. This is Dan, and you're about to listen to the Bone In Podcast. We would like to remind you that the Bone In Podcast is a comedy podcast, and despite any insistence from any Melindas, we're not scientists. We're not doctors or experts of any kind. All the research was performed by some idiots who have too much time on their hands, and all the information contained within is for entertainment purposes only. Our language will be lewd, it's going to be obscene, it's going to be crass, and generally offensive. So if that's not your particular cup of tea, this podcast might not be for you. Or if it is, but your kids are still up because they're jerks, maybe just come back later. If you're still here, enjoy the show.
Stage along the way holds a specific, important function. Fortunately for Melinda, many of these stages also...
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, that's fucking funny.
I wasn't intending that. That wasn't stop the funny part. From mouth to poop shoot, our food takes a...
I don't know if you can read this, man. All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
don't no, I think you can. I don't know if you can read it without me.
No.
From mouth to poop shoot, our food takes an incredible journey throughout our bodies. Each stage along the way holds a specific, important function. Unfortunately for Melinda, many of these stages also work to limit the quantity and pace of ingestion. While these can be problematic, the human body can be trained. Today, we stop at nothing to get Melinda into fighting shape, including the addition of how to repress a gag reflex to my search history.
Welcome in,
we're talking gag reflexes.
Today we're talking gag reflexes. It's training day.
And yeah, that is.
From
I'm actually speechless, so.
Mouth to poop shoot.
Glad you guys liked it.
I thought shoot was spelled S-H-O-O-T.
That's like shoot.
Like, because I thought, you know, because of how it
shoots out. You could call, yeah, it is a poop shooter.
It's a poop shoot.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be more poop shooter. A shoot is...
What is a chute?
It's
like a tube.
Like a delivery system.
A delivery tube.
Like a laundry chute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, like shoot when they would bring down ore or water in mines, those were chutes.
Shoot.
Shoot. Anyways, welcome in, everybody. I hope whatever you're doing, you're having a hell of a time. If you're not, it's okay. Because you're listening to the Bone In Podcast.
Bone In Podcast.
The best podcast in the Intermountain
the
region.
Best podcast in this room.
Yeah.
Number one.
By far.
Number one podcast.
Number one on this street. And
in the sheets.
Probably this neighborhood.
I think so.
And sure. We are number one in the sheets.
Yep.
Because who's going to test that claim?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
How do you test it?
Can they test all of us? Right? I hope one of you is good at sex, because I'm not.
It's not me.
I'm bringing the numbers way down.
Well, anyhow, Melinda, are you ready for your training regimen?
For hot wings?
Yes, for eating hot wings. Okay. Yes.
This is about hot wings. It's not.
Getting kind of spicy.
There's lots of words being thrown around.
Yeah.
That can be misconstrued or found in a Reddit thread. I'm not going to say them right now.
No, we're not. Because we got to get you trained up.
So let's start with the throat.
Yep. I figured we'd go in the same direction the food does as it
starts in the throat, huh?
Close enough. This was the first information I could find on what we can do. So just as a reminder, the standard time for food to travel through the throat is 10 seconds. And I thought it's kind of interesting that it'll actually increase the more food that you eat. So keep that in mind.
The time increases the more food that you eat?
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
So it like loads up?
Yeah, I guess I think.
Well, if you think about peristaltic movement, so like when you.
As we frequently do.
Yeah.
Peristaltic movement, it's like, it doesn't go like. It's not like a. It's like a weird way.
They can't see your hands.
Yeah, she's moving her hands above her head, and
she's making like a monkey thing.
Yes,
that's what I got from it.
So if you think of it like a wave, it's like a wave movement of the muscles like down. I'm trying to explain science here, Dan. Oh,
sorry,
you're over here throwing your poop at the wall. You're jumping around. Anyways, it's like. It's like a wave that your throat and like other soft tissue. Yeah. Dan's making the wave over there.
I'm doing the wave.
That I think maybe because it's a muscle, it fatigues over time and you're doing this constant like waving motion down.
Probably. The key to all this though will be relaxing the sphincter. The low esophageal sphincter to be exact.
Lower. Southern esophageal.
The southern?
Southern.
The southern esophageal.
Relax, man, dog.
You got to relax your esophageal. What's the word sphincter?
Never had I laid eyes on such a beautiful sphincter.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key, as far as I know, is relaxing that southern sphincter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you train your sphincter though? Like it's kind of a weird.
Can you train your southern sphincter? Is that something we're going to get to that? Or
we can train and treat.
Oh.
I got some methods for relaxation here. First of all,
sphincter relaxation.
Sphincter relaxation, which normally
you don't want that.
Yeah.
Normally,
because when you relax is when it opens.
Yeah, and then you have heartburn and. Throw up when I
in the shoot.
I had a baby in me once, and when you have babies in you, your sphincters relax, and you have heartburn, and you throw up all the time. I coughed one time and I threw up on myself. So
that sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's not great.
I've done that, and I didn't even have a baby in me.
Yeah. So first off, even though it says two there, so I got. Finally got fed up with the word auto indent format shit. Mm. And I thought I could go without it. Turns out it's actually pretty necessary.
No.
Word was right. I should have known. So that's why some of this looks kind of weird.
So this is
starting with
this is Bill Gates' fault.
This is Bill Gates' fault right here. We got Botox injections.
Oh, we're juicing.
We're going to juice. It's only temporary, so we made it to juice you right before a comp and possibly even during.
How are you juicing my sphincter with...
Yeah, please answer that.
With Botox? With Botox, are you injecting it or...
Or... I was just throwing it?
I don't actually know. I just thought it'd be funny to put it in her.
Is it like a wet rag covered in Botox that we're just going to toss at her?
Or just shove down her throat?
The thing that I worry about that is like Botox.
So in the food.
In your previous episode, we talked about the dangers of botulism. And that's what Botox is botulism. So if we do this wrong, I'm dead, Jared. I'm paralyzed.
Those are two different things.
What?
You can still be alive and be paralyzed.
No, no. If your diaphragm is paralyzed, you can't breathe. So that's a very serious thing.
Oh.
It's why botulinum is kind of a dangerous because anyways, so how are we doing this?
We're not.
Okay.
We're not.
Okay.
Never mind. It was a joke.
Oh,
I got worried.
Dummy.
There.
Just like number three is where you can get surgery, specifically a myotomy, where they cut the LES. That's short for lower esophageal sphincter.
This says less. Like short for Leslie or Les Paul.
Lester.
Lester.
It's actually short for lower esophageal sphincter.
Dan can't read good.
No, I can. This is, you got to have, if it's an initialism or the other one, you have to put the periods in there.
No.
Yeah.
My bad.
I don't think. Yeah. No, because in medical textbooks.
100%.
Okay. Anyways,
no, he's right. If it's an acronym, it should have the periods in there. Proofreading is not high on my list with these because I figure it's just I'm turning it in for a.
I'm just going to talk shit as much as I can because it's more fun.
Gotcha.
For me. So even if you're perfect, I'm going to find something to. And you are.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by. Let's talk shit to Melinda.
So I'm guessing that one's probably a no as well.
No.
Okay.
Surgery?
No.
No on the surgery.
I am all natural.
Yeah, so. You are not being a team player. This is bullshit.
We could stretch your LES using a balloon dilator.
Yes. They're called bougie balloons. And Dan, I've talked to Dan about this multiple times. Because you could do it with your rectal sphincter.
What?
You could balloon your rectal sphincters. Bougie. Wait. It's called bougie.
Bougie.
So people are using these to...
Rich people. That's why it's bougie.
Rich people are using balloon dilators to dilate their sphincters?
Well, yes, but it's for a medical purpose.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like if you have a stricture and things aren't dilating. We do it in where I work as well. Like animals that can't swallow because their esophagus is like this, we balloon dilate them to like that.
So you have access to the tools necessary.
I guess I do, but I'm not gonna take anything about taking these to dilate anything.
I'm gonna put this as a maybe.
Can we just get balloons from like Party Hobby City?
That's what I was saying, like the big hot dog style ones.
Yeah. Yes,
with the little pump on the.
Can we get some of those, like the foily ones?
The happy birthday ones.
Yeah, like the happy birthday balloons or something.
Yeah,
let's have a good time.
Yeah, no reason to be.
Yeah.
Dull
we don't
about
need
it.
Medical balloons. Is that a thing? Medical balloons?
It literally is a thing. Anyways.
Sounds like it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they more expensive or less expensive?
Oh, yeah, they're kind of expensive.
I was going to say, yeah, just the fact that it's for medical purposes.
Are they better
it probably
made?
Costs 5 times more.
Or are they the same shape?
I don't know. They're popping all the time and I have to replace them and I'm like,
ugh. Well, that's disappointing.
You got to go fish it out there?
No.
Just wait.
Come out the other end. Yeah. So now we get a little more realistic.
Now we
can
do
realistic train resistance training. This is to create resistance by lowering the head below the stomach, providing a gravitational pull on the food as it is swallowed.
So can you
so bending over?
Demonstrate it?
Oh. Do you want me to demonstrate this?
Yeah.
This is weird. This is, I'm just going to highlight again. This is not interesting for the listeners.
Can you narrate what I'm doing?
Jared is standing up.
So you see how I'm upright right now?
Yeah.
And my throat goes like that.
Uh-huh.
So if you go like that
and
then swallow, you're.
It's a shorter trip.
Is fighting
forward.
So your throat actually has to muscle the food up. Instead of gravity.
So you're not, you may have to explain that because you were talking out of the microphone, but for listeners at home, Jared stood up and just like bent over and that was it. You could just say you just bend over.
It was a pretty thorough demonstration of exactly what you had to do.
Super medical and I understood everything that he said and I now have a firm grasp on whatever this shit is. I don't, actually.
Yeah. It looks like you just bent
over.
So
what you're saying is, like, if you're bent over, then your muscles have to get involved instead of just letting gravity pull shit down?
Well, your throat already pushes as she was talking about with the wave, it already pushes the food down. Mm-hmm. But it has gravity helping it as it does that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get upside down, well, now it doesn't have gravity helping, so the muscles have to work harder. Working harder conditions them, makes them stronger.
Mm.
But we don't want the sphincter to be stronger, right?
We want your looser throat muscles to be stronger.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Because awesome. you need to gulp down some
serious
some loads.
Oh, that is an unfortunate choice of word.
That was
Loads of chicken.
Loads of it. Heaps for our Australian listeners.
We can also do isokinetic and isometric neck extensions. I think this is actually good in general to do. This strengthens the upper esophageal sphincter, the UES.
There's a north one?
There's a north one as well. They just talk normal.
I'm now confused. So you're saying...
They don't have a weird accent?
So wait, which sphincter... Here's the deal. Are you talking about the sphincter above your stomach is what we're trying to train?
You got to train both of them.
You got to train them both.
Because the idea, you're not strengthening it gives you control. You don't want a weak sphincter.
The upper esophageal sphincter is the same as the, I think you have your sphincters mixed up.
I know my sphincters. I spent a lot of time studying these sphincters. Okay. I know which ones I'm talking about here.
Okay. I'll let you continue.
He spent upwards of 45 minutes learning about sphincters. So
easily over an hour.
Technically an expert.
Okay. I'll let you continue with your sphincter talk.
And it is not because this one is at the top of the neck. So you do the neck exercises and it'll help.
Man, I wish you guys out there could see what J-Rock just did.
Another perfect demonstration.
It was very sexual.
He looked like this episode is cursed. It's I'm not going to get into it.
The microphone went to completion is all I'm going to say. That is a satisfied microphone. I can see this. He's taking a nap now.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a second.
Yeah.
Are you taking this seriously?
I am trying, but when you're doing stuff like that, it's taking me out of the training process. I'm trying. I'm trying really hard, but you can't do that again.
Okay. I'll make it about me. The last one is we can just use some peppermint oil, which is a natural muscle.
Why don't you just put that at the top? I feel like I would have done that before I got my Botox injections and my surgery.
Well, because that's
like, oh, by the way,
because you want to start with the most extreme plan first, and you know, just work your way down.
You got to eat 25 pounds of chicken. We got to do some extreme shit here.
Okay,
whatever. So you could also stretch the esophagus by gulping entire mouthfuls of water. You'll see this a lot. This is a very common technique. Probably should be your number one.
Is that why when you watch like eating competitions, they're drinking a lot of water?
This isn't during. I think that's a...
that's to like wash it down.
Yeah,
lubricate it.
Yeah, especially when you mentioned bread, like how you can choke on bread. Now I get why they dip the hot dogs, like the hot dog and the hot dog buns in water. I've always been curious on why that happens.
Yeah.
And it's so that they don't choke on it.
Yeah, to reduce the volume, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Or because it lubricates it, gets it no longer dry. Yeah,
it's like falling. It's not like a sturdy thing. It's like falling apart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can stretch by gulping entire mouthfuls of water. You can start with water, then move to soft food, and then eventually go into hard foods.
Have you ever accidentally like had a piece of food hang out in your esophagus too long, and you're like,
yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
I remember I was at that Brazilian barbecue place, and they just shove all this meat in your face, right?
That place is good.
It was very good. And I was gorging myself and had a moment where I was like, shit, am I about to start choking?
This is how it ends.
This is how it ends. And it was my birthday, too. Wouldn't that have been terrible? Like, this dumbass joke.
I would be strangely at peace with dying at a Brazilian barbecue.
Oh, you could eat. Yeah, we just watched a...
Just eating meat off of a stick.
Eat the worst way to go out, I guess.
Yeah, man. There's definitely worse ways.
But it's a painful, it's not pleasant having too much in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got trained.
I really like the pineapple. You ever had the pineapple?
I did, yeah.
It's really good.
Is it where they rub it in like the same, like honey glaze, or is it a maple glaze?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that a dude comes with a pineapple on a stick. Mm. It's really good.
We should go there. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, let's go there.
We'll practice there. We'll do some training there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll expense it. Can we do that? Do we have a guy?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll just keep our receipt. That's how it works, right?
You just keep the receipts and you talk to the, send it to our finance department.
Yeah.
On our taxes. Like this is comped. Yeah.
There's got to be a podcast section on the tax form by now, right? Everyone has a podcast.
Is it a different tax filing? Is this an S-Corp? What would this be?
I don't know.
An S-Corp.
I don't even know what that is. Is that half a scorpion?
Oh my God, I never realized. I think you're right.
Are you talking about like the band Scorpion?
No, just half of it.
No.
Half Scorp- of it.
Like two, the singer and the bassist?
Two Germans.
So that's all I got for the throat.
Okay.
Moving on to the stomach.
Thank goodness, because that was...
There's actually... This doesn't really get better.
Okay. This doesn't get better for you.
Which one of these has gotten better as we've gone along?
What?
Nothing.
Stretch?
Just as a quick reminder, the stomach can hold up to 1 quart or 1 liter for the European cucks out there.
Did you say cucks?
I did.
I don't think you can say that, could you?
Can I say cuck? Is that a bad
Why
word?
Not?
Fuck them. I mean, this... Yeah, sure.
It might be banned soon, but it's not yet.
Oh, there you go. People don't know what it is quite yet, so go ahead.
So you got to stretch. So once again, stretching is key. So you can use large quantities of water, vegetables. Again, like I said, this is going to come up a lot. So large quantities of water over a short time period continue to come up as a strategy for stomach stretching. So the idea is lots of water, very, very fast.
Yeah.
I actually saw one guy that said he would drink so much water and get so much stomach stretching that he would have internal bleeding.
Ew.
I don't know if we should go to that extent.
Also, so are they throwing this water up? Because again, we went through water toxicity in a previous episode.
I didn't see that part. It's not to that extent. Can I write down the amount? I can look up the amount. It wasn't that much.
Like kind of counterintuitive. Like you're putting all this water down there and taking up all this space, right?
This is training. So this is what you would do leading up to the competition. Yeah.
Not during.
Like lifting weights.
Right.
Yeah. So you're working to stretch both your throat as well as your stomach
and throat bigger.
Yep.
But the calories too. So like you have to think that's a lot of training. That's a lot of calories. That's a lot of money. But water is.
So yeah, you want to use water so you don't become a big fat.
Which
lady.
Yes, and it can actually hurt you, which we'll get to here a little bit later on.
Being fat?
Actually, we're getting to right now.
Oh. Let's get to it.
So you'll also have to maintain a low body fat percentage. Okay. It may sound counterintuitive, but according to the belt of fat theory, suggests this is optimal. And I'm going to read a snippet from Wikipedia on what exactly this is.
Ooh, do it.
Do you have a funny voice you can do it in?
A funny voice? Ugh. For the belt of fat theory?
Not to put you on the spot, but...
I think it should be Australian or New Zealand.
Ugh. I don't know if I can do that right on the spot.
I don't mean
I'll read it, though. Yet. I'll read it in my normal voice if you want.
Yeah, sure. That'll work.
Okay. Belt of fat theory from Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
What is that? Never heard of that.
A website.
Oh, cool. In competitive eating, the belt of fat theory posits that, paradoxically, those who have higher body fat percentage are less well-positioned to win contests. This is due to the eponymous belt of fat around the midsections of competitors, made up of subcutaneous and visceral fat, which constricts rapid expansion of their stomachs. So basically... They're too fat to eat more food.
Exactly. So again, we're trying to stretch your stomach. If you have a bunch of fat around it, your stomach has nowhere to go. Mm. It would have to stretch the fat as well, which creates more tension of an inhibitor. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
There's a little bit more here. Originally forwarded in 1998 by Major League Eating, then known as the International Federation of Competitive Eating, the belt of fat theory has gone on to become widely accepted by competitive eaters. And then there's some numbers there.
He has a bunch of links in the back of the outline. So
yeah, links.
Yeah, and it has been studied by both Popular Science and the Canadian Medical Association.
They have science in Canada?
It was surprising to me as well.
If you're from Canada I'm and shocked. You're listening, let us know about having medicine.
Huh. I think they actually have better medicine.
Oh, they got. Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah. They're pretty good at it.
Joke's on us.
Damn it. It's always on us, America.
Did find another piece. Buck Wolf, in his piece titled Too Fat to Eat Fast, points out that eaters like Takuro Kobayashi and Sonya Black Widow, did we settle on a moniker for you?
Black Widow.
That one's taken.
That one's taken.
Black
Widow. We'll come up. Maybe we should leave it to
White Widow.
Maybe we should leave it Karen. To the listeners to.
Let's not do that. They're going
Yeah. They won't be good.
They're not going to be nice. Have you ever been on the internet?
Yeah, I've never been.
You don't want.
What?
You don't want to invite roasting from the internet.
I think Das Boot was where we last landed. So.
Yeah, Das Boot.
Oh, okay.
Das Boot?
That sounds.
Yeah, Das Is it boot or boat?
It's boot.
No, it's not boot. It's boat. I mean, I know where you're from, so whatever, but we had a very long discussion in my German class about this same exact thing, and I think it's Das Boot.
Was your. So who was the decider? Was it your instructor?
Yes.
Teacher?
Yes.
Were they a German person?
No.
So they were masquerading as a...
masticating. Yes, she was masticating
as a German person.
Yeah. Is it Das Boot? I'm pretty sure it's Das Boot. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, nah, it's somewhere in the middle.
The maniacal masticator.
The maniacal Melinda the maniacal That's a...
Melinda the masticator? Yeah. Masticating Melinda?
The Melindicator. That just seems like a piece of testing equipment.
I do like that.
To see how many Melindas are in the area.
Just one.
Just one. Normally just one. Yeah, this is a really useless tool.
I do like the maniacal masticator, though.
You know what we're going to call you instead, right? Like, this is just like opening up yourself to roasting from the internet. If you use the word masticator... You know what word we're going to use instead. It rhymes with masticator.
That's fun. I'm saying that's official.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's masticate. So.
What was I talking about? Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right now we should masticate?
It's about water. So you said that these people
There's still some big eaters out there, but there are a lot of very slim people who are dominating the competition.
I knew that, like, every time I had seen, like, a hot dog eating contest, it was, like, a small Asian person.
I watched
that one.
A video of this girl who did different eating challenges, like, in-house eating challenges at different restaurants in Japan, and she was very tiny, and she would just go to town
what
on these
the,
dishes.
What was the name of that? Lady who ate that burrito, she was gorgeous.
We were talking. I can't remember her name.
Yeah,
but she escapes me
at the moment. And she lost, or she doesn't have that title anymore.
No, she doesn't. But she lost it to another woman who's of equal stature.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
And that wasn't just like a Taco Bell burrito. That was a big ass burrito. Yeah. That would take me 10 minutes.
I thought that was very cool that, like, women, because when you think of eating challenges, you think of, I don't know, I thought of men. And I was like, I'll be making waves, and here these women are making waves too.
It's a level playing field.
I think it's very cool.
The advantages actually, you typically see in physical sports are there.
I'm late to the party. I'm proud proud of my kindred lady folk masticating everywhere.
Well, we'll get you into tip-top shape.
Don't okay.
you
lady folk that. Masticating everywhere.
So that's all I got for the stomach.
Okay.
Stomach. We got other body parts to talk about?
Not a body part, but we got to talk about your gag reflex.
Do you guys want me to leave?
No, you're good. You'll need to see this, too.
We have to...
Should we put it like before the episode, just like explicit, like, hey, man.
Explicit.
This is.
The word gag reflex comes up a
this
bunch.
Spicy episode. All right.
It's not canceled yet. We can still say
yeah, gag you can reflex. Still gag on stuff.
Yeah. It's totally cool. But you don't want to gag. The idea is to not gag. So we got to repress that bad boy. So gagging is the result of senses triggered by the tongue's base, uvula, the fasces, the palate, or the back of the pharyngeal wall.
Uvula.
Uvula.
It's a good safety reflex. I'm glad that it's there because it's like, how many times have you swallowed something wrong? Even like spit. I've swallowed like...
So much.
And you're like... And it just, it's there to save my life.
Or just even when you're hungover. And you just.
You mean the gag reflex?
Mm-hmm.
Or the uvula?
Oh. What?
I don't, it's just... It's a cool word.
Uvula?
Uvula.
Is it it's a little uvula punching bag. Or is it uvula?
I think it's uvula.
I think it's uvula.
Hmm. Cool word, man. It just looks, it looks good on paper. Just like it's.
It does.
A lot of U's and a V and.
It looks like it should be underlined because it's spelled wrong, but.
Yeah.
But.
It's all right.
Yeah, I think the gagging reflex is it's a good thing. I'm glad the body has it.
Well, we need to get rid of yours. So we're going to suppress your gag reflex. This is super easy.
Boy.
Then this came straight from one competitive eater. He said he brushes way back on his tongue.
Oh.
He does this every day to great effect.
I gag when I brush my teeth. So this is going
to
be
that, yeah, I've that happens to me too.
Yeah,
me too. So maybe just start just
I
a
wonder-
little bit.
See, now, like, everyone in this room has, like, a hyperactive, is...
Mine, like, your mind is your worst enemy in this.
Mine's not as bad since I quit smoking.
Really?
That was when it used to be bad for me.
Yeah.
I don't get it as more.
It was, yeah, I definitely remember it was worse back when I smoked cigarettes. But I wonder, now I'm wondering if that's common, like, if most people have...
A gag reflex?
Like a, well, like a, you know... From brushing your teeth? Because I always thought that was weird that,
yeah,
that happened to me.
When I was looking at it, it's a very common thing. A couple like dentist websites had information on how to prevent
yourself
from
I don't
gagging,
feel so alone anymore.
Yeah.
But you're no, not.
It's like a warm hug from the internet.
Those are rare.
Yeah, you don't get those.
Well, thanks, internet.
I'm just assuming that they didn't actually do it. The hug. We haven't checked in with them. I mean, they probably think we're all idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've said so many things on here.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a very big psychological effect of gagging.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to have to work on...
Is it... Never mind.
Go on.
No.
So we're going to have to train you psychologically.
Even talking about gagging, I can feel that sensation.
Yeah.
Of gagging.
Oh, of course. And I'll jump ahead here real quick.
Have you ever heard somebody gagging, like they're going to throw up and then you start gagging? It is the worst. It's such a weird spell. Oh, anyways.
Sympathy puker?
Yeah, like a sympathy, like they're going to town and you're like, duh. And I've gagged from hearing gags before.
I think there's a lot of recently, like, people making fake gagging sounds. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Is it like an ASM?
No, not just like people.
Welcome
just,
to my gagging podcast.
Like people doing that as, you know, as like, oh, I don't like what's happening over there. So you know, it's like, you know, people trying to be funny, I guess.
It's always been around, right?
Really bugs the shit out of me.
My favorite, maybe it's not my favorite, but one of my top favorite episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is when Dee is gagging on stage.
Is that a good show? Should I watch that?
It's all right. It's okay.
I've heard of it.
But she's telling a joke in front of an audience. She starts gagging, and it is...
She's really good at that.
Somebody in the background's like, Jesus Christ. It gets me every time. Anyways, gagging, man. That's just...
So it's not just you. So the gag reflex can also trigger the cerebral cortex that contains sensory and motor areas. So that means even if you just think about something that may give you a gag reflex, you'll experience one. So there's a very strong link between the actual reflex itself and the brain, just like everything else. But that's why you could just simply hear it or think about it, and you find yourself gagging.
Like right now.
Are you thinking about gagging right now?
I'm not thinking.
Oh, God. Sorry.
No, just talking about it makes me have that like sensation of like I'm definitely gonna have to do some like meditation on it, or I don't know. It's a strong brain thing.
Well, that's good because it's not quite meditation, but we do have some psychological therapy methods that we can implore here. First and foremost is hypnotherapy.
That's therapy by hippies.
Oh shit.
Or hippos?
I was going to something totally different. I didn't know that's what it was.
Isn't it? I don't know.
Cross that one out.
We don't want any hippies in here, man.
I've been to like guided meditation before. Ugh. I could do that. Ugh. You guys don't have to be there. I'll do it by myself.
Well, we're not training. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there you go.
You're going to do it by yourself.
So we can look at some relaxation techniques, desensitization, cognitive behavior theory, and then like I said before, just don't think about it because there's a strong link about what you think about.
Just don't think about it.
Just don't think about it.
Just don't think about it.
You're thinking about it, but think about it.
Yeah, if you're thinking about it, just don't, right? Just don't.
Yeah.
That's good advice, man. Not just for gagging, but for life, you know?
In general.
Yeah, just.
Don't do it.
If you're thinking about it.
The opposite of like do it, just like.
Yeah, just don't.
Just don't do it.
If you're not into it, don't.
We can also, and I'm assuming since you had such a problem with the Botox, you're not going to like the idea of a local anesthesia either.
That's what Botox is a local anesthetic, right? You're injecting it into an area and desensitizing that area that you injected it into?
Yeah. Same chemicals?
A lot of the times they use like lidocaine or proparacaine or...
Cocaine.
Other canes.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. He's like, oi.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
She was only 15 years old.
Why is Michael Caine here?
Why isn't he? Dude's a legend.
It's like the bat signal. If somebody starts gagging. Somebody
says
Mike,
Caine.
Oh, I was going to say gagging. Michael Caine shows up.
Michael Caine. Every time they're gagging. He just shows up. He's like, what are you doing? Stop that shit right now.
Somebody gagging in here.
Sorry, Michael.
I'm Michael Caine.
We can also try acupuncture. Have you ever had that or had that done?
No. I've seen it, but I haven't done it.
So the NIH does confirm acupuncture as an effective treatment for nausea. So,
all right.
I know chemo patients that have had acupuncture to help with nausea.
We'll have to figure out how to work that into the competition, but
I just have needles sticking in my head.
Just show up with
a
bunch of needles sticking out of your face.
Okay.
And you won't gag. No one will say anything, probably.
We can work on some swallowing techniques.
Oh, yeah.
So drinking... So drinking water from a...
Okay, we're all reading ahead, and that's what we're
My bad.
Laughing at.
Sorry.
So you can drink water from a bottle with a broad girth. Apparently, that reduces gagging. So I was wondering, is there a way we can translate that to chicken wings? Like if you eat them long ways, does that give the same effect? Or we just get a ring to put in your mouth? so that it's like you're drinking from a broad girthed water bottle.
I just kind of wanted to balance it off, the combination of the words broad and girth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just it takes me back to a simpler time, maybe like the 20s, you know, where you might hear the phrase broad girth.
A broad girth, man.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, you know, when they used to call women broads. I don't. Seems like the way you might describe. Moving on. Let's just move on.
So if we can find a way to translate that to chicken wings, okay. Just kind of, you know, think about it.
Translate broad girth, chicken wings.
Or you could just point your chin downwards.
Point your chin downwards.
Which is actually an involuntary movement that
some people do. Yeah,
oh, like when you're burping, like when you have like a really like powerful burp and you just kind of like had to like guide it up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, help. Just point your chin downwards. Everything will be fine.
Be fine, sir.
Yeah, everything will be great.
Or we can try temporal tapping, which when I first ran into this, I was like, oh, this is bullshit. But, so... Do you want me to demonstrate?
Yeah. Can you show us again?
Okay. So
show the internet.
Let me read it. Let me read it to the internet and okay. Then show them. By
I'll narrate it. Yeah.
Good afternoon, internet.
Okay. So using a firm pressure, tap with the index and middle fingers pressed together, starting at the temple and then moving backwards around the ear in a circular motion. So it's like this.
Right. So the boy takes the fingers to his forehead and he's tapping back down to his
there
neck.
There you go.
The fingers travel back again towards the neck motion. He's got it.
That's temporal tapping. So, like I said, when I first saw it, I was like, that's some hippie mumbo-jumbo bullshit. But I guess there is actually some science to it. So the tapping creates vibrations that stimulate the vestibular system.
Vestibular.
If motion sickness causes you nausea or vomiting, it's the vestibular system behind it. So temporal tapping reverses the function of the vestibular system and reduces gagging.
I'll try this next time. I get car sick like all the time.
I believe it's vestibular.
What was I saying? Vestibular?
Yeah, you were saying vestibular. Like a surfer.
Vestibular bro?
It's vestibular, bro.
So that's one of the functions that you can implore if you do start to feel nauseated.
So like when I'm...
Just punch yourself in the head.
Oh, okay.
Look up some YouTube videos. There's also some, like you do verbal affirmations as you do it. And you can change the way
that
you
could
think.
I bet you can tie that into the meditation.
Yeah.
It was very much in the same lines, yeah. That's all I got for, what were we on? Gagging. That's how you control your gagging.
Just stop gagging.
Just stop it.
Okay. And like it's
if you're
easier,
thinking about gagging, just don't.
You don't even think about, because, you know, you're just thinking about eating. And it's, but when you're eating a massive amount, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
A broad girth.
Really want you to think about the broad girth. I think there's something to that.
Well, obviously, it's broad. That means I'm doing it.
And it's girthy. So next we move on to, go ahead.
Powerful Jaws.
It's funny that you mentioned that when we were watching videos of the gentleman who just broke the record, dude has jaws. Like, they're intense.
Yeah.
They, like, stick out of his face.
Well, he probably chews a lot of gum. Lots of pieces all the time.
Better start chewing that gum.
All right. I already chew a lot of gum, so there we go.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So when it comes to bite force, I thought this was pretty cool or fun. So Joey Chestnut, you guys all remember who he is, was recorded as having a bite force of 280 pounds. Typical human is 120 to 160 pounds. A German Shepherd is 238 to 291 pounds. So he has the bite force of a German Shepherd.
That's crazy.
A couple of things here that I didn't write down. German Shepherd was way lower down on the list than I thought it would be. There's a lot more dogs that have much stronger bite
force. That's why pit bulls are so scary. Or like, I'm doing quotations, why they're known for like
They're not at the top either, though.
But their pipe horse is pretty insane.
The biggest one was those.
I think the big white labs dogs. Are higher than pit bulls.
I don't remember where labs are. The highest one was like 800 pounds, and that was a those big white dogs that they use for protecting herds of sheep. They'll have Pyrenees? Like the. It wasn't Pyrenees. I can't remember what they're called, but they have like the sheep armored things around their neck. They're badass.
Are you sure these are real?
I don't know. It's a real dog.
Big white dog that protects sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sheep dog? Like the big fluffy fuckers?
Not what I think of when I think of a sheep dog. They're big. They're big.
Well, tall. I mean, that's what they do. They're big dogs. Fluffy dog. They're
hold on. Let me look because I don't know what's coming to mind. Hold on. So sheep dog.
It's not a sheep dog. It's a and
well, if they protect sheep.
You mentioned pit bulls. There were like a handful of them like that were much higher than a pit bull. Pit bull actually wasn't even that high.
Yeah, they're not even that high.
There was, I think it was one or two off from a German Shepherd.
Yep.
There's the King Corso or something King Corso, like that.
Probably. Yeah. So is it the Murma sheepdog? Condor, like? Commodore, Anatolian like? Shepherd?
Show me.
Do Anatolian shepherds, they scare me.
They're very big.
And they get like that one?
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, Anatolian shepherds. I knew somebody who owned one and they're just naturally like that. They're good dogs, but they tend to scare me.
You mean naturally huge, right?
Or just ferocious. Like they will not, like the hard thing about having them as like a household pet is having them as a household pet. Like they're just like, you're in my property. Like they're just very intimidating because they have to intimidate some scary things.
It's their job.
Yeah, fight off wolves and shit.
Yeah. Like they're cute. They're good.
And they got a hell of a bite force.
They're super cute.
They're super cute.
Super cute. As all dogs are. Mm-hmm. Except for Chihuahuas.
I thought the Chihuahua was going to be at the top of the list. I'm kind of surprised.
It's probably like frequency. I mean, they're too small to be.
But their teeth fall out. So like if they do bite you, it's like
teeth just fall off.
They like remove their mouth. Like the teeth are still in your skin. You're like, oh, cool. Mm.
So I thought about buying a bite force monitor to see where you were at.
Is that a thing we can get?
They're really expensive.
How
when
expensive?
When we get funding.
Like over $1,000.
Holy Patreon, shit.
Patreon, people could donate for
one day, bite. Yes.
Yeah, we'll get
we
there.
We should try to get
oh, it. Yeah. Patreon supporters will buy us a bite force tool.
Share our podcast so we could buy a bite force tool to see where this is going.
I would like to get it like a starting. And then
baseline.
You already chew a lot of gum, so you probably are already conditioned. Okay. And I'm meaning like you got to chew gum all the time,
all day, every day, five or six pieces,
and get the
fruit stripe gum.
Yeah, I do not like fruit so it just stripe turns gum. Into
rock hard.
That makes gum me feel like
two maybe cents. Maybe you could switch to pebbles eventually.
What's pebbles?
Small rocks.
No. Gum. I thought you were talking about gum still.
Nope. I mean very small rocks. All right.
Why don't you preface or like the very small rock pebble?
I thought that was I didn't know I needed to explain what a pebble was like to another human.
Are you talking about like this?
Another English speaking human.
I don't know.
I thought we were all on the same page as to what a pebble is. So anyways, you're going to chew on German Shepherds? No, that's not.
You're going to chew as hard as a German Shepherd.
As hard as a German Shepherd. That's crazy that guy can 280 pounds.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
I wonder how
So he's double what a normal person.
Wow. I'm curious on how you could work out your jaw. And like, how can you, like.
It says right here.
I know. Chew lots of gum. I mean, no, like the force of your teeth. Like
maybe
how much
chew on some pebbles.
How much your teeth can handle? Like so, your jaw can handle 280.
Yeah,
pounds,
like can
but
the
can your teeth withstand?
Yeah, that's got to be doing some damage if he's like biting through stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I accidentally bit on a fork and like broke a tooth.
Accidentally. She was just hungry.
I was just hungry. Yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
You get the spirit.
I got the spirit.
Last thing I had listed was chipmunking just because I wanted it to make a comeback.
Yep.
It's my favorite word.
It's very cute.
So as I explained before, you just store extra food in your cheeks. But I did want to see if we can get find a way to get your cheeks to stretch.
Oh, they have no interesting, so they didn't have any workout for your cheek. The only thing that I worry about the chipmunking is it would have to be in the end, because like if you're trying to swallow this bolus of food, you might choke. So like imagine chipmunking, how much are you trying to swallow of that? In what time? Because if you're in a rush,
well, eventually all of it, right?
Eventually all of it. But yeah. The idea is you basically, so they're going to stop the timer and you cannot have a chicken wing in your hand.
So you're still swallowing.
You can have chicken in your cheeks.
So it is at the end.
It's at the end.
Yeah. I mean, you could start
your
out
last
like that.
20 wings or something.
One thing I saw explained it as you kind of, you put it over there and then you kind of chew it like it's like a conveyor belt. You shove it over and then chew it and then swallow.
I think later on what we should do, because you're making fun of 20 wings being stuck in your jowls, but there's no bone in it and it's all masticated. So I wonder how much space 20 wings.
I feel like I don't think it's something you're going to have tucked away in a cheek.
We'll have an episode on me working on a chipmunk and see
how many chipmunks wings can she fit in her
cheeks. Yeah.
Maybe that's what we do as the starter.
What?
So we you got to eat some wings, because yeah. this is a podcast about you eating
some
wings.
So you're talking about one of the episodes, the wing eating episode, where we tried different modalities and whatnot.
Let's start there. Let's see how much you can chipmunk.
Okay. I'm down with that.
So we're not going to feed her a chipmunk? I thought that's where we were heading.
Oh.
Could you imagine like it biting the inside of my cheeks?
Yes.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, maybe we kill it first.
Yeah, I was going to say we kill it first.
Oh, but I was imagining like trying chipmunk, to like a lie.
Yeah, don't put a, well, all right, if you want to, go ahead and put a live
chipmunk. I mean, that's
chipmunk.
Training. It's like a, what is it? Like
you're
going to
have like a tough.
If you could swallow a live chipmunk, you could.
You can swallow a ball.
But no, I think that the episode, and I know you guys have been listening and you're like, where's the hot wings? They're coming. They're going to be
We ordered
there.
Them. We don't know where that waiting. Chick went. We but, ordered them like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You did eat some
during the Rocky episode. Yeah. It's like that one time that we went to that restaurant and Dan didn't hear his name over the intercom, but I heard my name. That's where the hot wings are.
Oh, so they've been ready for a while?
Yeah, they've been conned.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But they're going to be there. And I think, that's a good segue for the upcoming episode of actually sitting down and putting my mouth where my mouth is.
That's what we have coming up next. Yeah.
Putting your money and your mouth.
That is money.
Where your mouth also is.
Yeah. Well, that's a
that's
good.
That's our battle cry.
It's a mouthful.
That's going on.
That is a mouthful.
Put your money in your mouth where your mouth also is. And then like a picture of Patrick Swayze for some reason.
It's because you got so many comments on your
shirt. They got rules, man.
Dan wore a Roadhouse t-shirt to a concert and every man in that venue stopped him to comment on how cool his shirt was.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like we were just walking, trying to make it through a crowd and people were like trying to touch him and be like, whoa. Is that and I'm not even joking. Like you're
people
looking
were
at
touching
me.
You?
No, people weren't touching him.
Well.
Eventually.
I'm imagining like the Messiah moving through the crowd.
No, that's
people.
What it was like. We walked out on the patio.
Yeah, it was like a sea of people.
We walked out onto the patio for him to vape and it was like all heads turned
that
on
word
this
was
patio.
Vape.
Vape. Yeah, it was interesting. We almost made it. But
so as you can see, most of this was just joking around. Really, all you can do is drink a shit ton of water.
Practice.
Practice. I think there is something to some of these mental.
Don't gag.
Aspects. Don't gag. Don't think about it.
Don't think about gagging.
Prepare.
Brush your teeth, I guess.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Good
and
dental
jam
hygiene.
That fucker down your throat.
Yep. And I think that the high protein would be a good workout, bonus.
Bonus?
Where'd that come from?
What?
You told me to work out.
I didn't put
what
that
protein?
In. What are you talking about?
You told me to work out. Low body fat.
Oh.
Yeah.
You filled in some blanks there. Yeah, if that's how you want to go about it.
Yeah.
Well, what's the protein?
Because chicken wings are high in protein.
Oh, okay.
Get your protein,
bro. This has been a weird...
This is a weird episode.
I don't know where my mind is.
Well, thanks for the spicy episode, Jared.
Do you feel better prepared?
Or the exact same amount?
I feel underprepared, but willing to get prepared.
Now you know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea that water would come into such important resource.
They all seem to use it. All the greats.
All the greats. Well.
All the Great Lakes.
Water's definitely.
All the greats.
Definitely used it.
Yeah, they use it a lot. They're all about it. All right. Wrapping it up.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap on this one. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.